Hashtag We Love Number One Sports Digital Radio Station in Africa.
So to chat to us about another great and a return of the 947 Ride Joburg Road Cycle is Bongi Binasi, who's a marathon runner and cyclist. Bongi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us on the Grandstand.
Good afternoon, Tato. Thank you very much for the opportunity. And good afternoon to the listeners of the Grandstand.
So, Bongi, man, you participated in the 947 Ride on Sunday. How was it?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a really great day. It was a well-organized race. We definitely enjoyed being out on the streets of Joburg this past Sunday.
And, you know, on social media, I will say, you either have FOMO or you're either super angry, but it looks so cool. Everyone on their bikes out at F&B Stadium having participated as they start the race. It was a nice social media trend to look at. But on the other end, as a motorist in Johannesburg, we were so irritated, but it was a beautiful thing to see. How was it also being back again with other cyclists and participating in an event?
I mean, there's nothing like participating in a race with that many people. You know, after everything we've been through with the pandemic, just being able to get out again and, you know, being able to race with friends and family and other competitors, it's really a joy to get that opportunity. So it really was amazing. And I do understand what you mean by the frustration of being a motorist, you know, because in previous years we were the ones on the receiving end. Now one could feel what it's like, you know, just having the roads of Johannesburg all to yourself on a bike. But it was amazing. It was amazing. Thank you.
You talk about how amazing it was, but how exactly do you prepare for this race? Because you're... those kilometers sneep up in place.
Nah, that's true. That's true. So it's there's you follow a training program. You need to prepare for such a race. It is an endurance sport. So one would have a training program leading up to the race, a couple of weeks up leading up to the race day. And then the more dedicated and, you know, focused you are on your training program, I guess the better it is that you will do or come race day. So each week, so for example, a training program can be anything between 5 to 12 weeks of training. And depending on what is your target and how intense your training is, one just follows that program, and come race day, you get to then reap the benefits of all the training.
And when did you fall in love with cycling?
So personally, I've been cycling for just over a year.
I started around about the same time. One of those COVID things, ne? When you decided to take on a new
goal. Oh my goodness, Bongi.
So the I guess the benefit from me is that I'm also a runner as well.
Okay.
So I just made a transition from running to cycling, or rather I added cycling to as part of one of my sports that I participate in. So it was a bit easier for me to get started from a fitness perspective.
Okay, yeah.
Right. And so, yes, just after lockdown, after the, you know, the tight lockdown that we're in, I guess the opportunity for one to, you know, do something different as well. When the opportunity arose, my God, I had been planning to, you know, start cycling one day. And there was no better time to start than just after the pandemic. And luckily I've got friends that I train with that I have been cycling a bit longer than me.
Yeah.
So I had people that held my hand as I started, you know, taking part in the sport. And that has really helped my growth, and it has helped me, you know, grow, like, increase in my ability much quicker than if I was doing it on my own. So that has been a great assistance as well. Yeah.
I'm guessing the next sporting code that you will be taking over is swimming, because cycling, running, swimming, triathlon, is that the aim?
Absolutely. One day maybe I can even do Ironman. That's actually the long-term goal.
Oh, wow, that is wonderful. And, you know, with your tenacity, I bet you'd be able to do so. I mean, after a year of cycling and here you are participating in the 947 Ride Joburg. So also noting that it was your very first time and you've been doing this for a year. In hindsight, 2 days after the race, how are you feeling? If you had to compare it to running, how was the experience? Do you get the same kind of adrenaline? And what's the time that you actually set?
Right. So, firstly, I did about 3 hours and 12 minutes.
Okay.
Which I think for a first time, it was decent.
That's an hour and a minute after the winner. That was he did 2 hours 13 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, yeah. Okay, that's good.
Not bad. Look, there's similarities between cycling and running. I mean, like I said. The crowds, the people, the ambience, the atmosphere on race day is all the same, like with running.
Yeah.
The memories that one shares with fellow participants is similar. I'd say cycling is a bit easier than running in terms of the effect it has on the body.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling good right now. I think I've recovered from the pains and the aches.
Okay.
With running, I think I've been a bit more pain at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, the difference with the cycling is that obviously it's much faster. So mm-hmm. the adrenaline on the bicycle is a bit more. So that's really exciting. And it's a nice transition from running to cycling. And you'll find that a lot of runners do eventually become cyclists or vice versa.
Okay.
As well. Yeah, so, but there's a lot of similarities between running and cycling, and race day atmospheres are very similar, and that's the joy of the sport. That's what one looks forward to.
But guys, we also need to be honest, cycling is not easy. So I try to cycle.
I would probably take on cycling more than running.
I'd rather do cycling is not easy. I think I did 2 kilometers. I couldn't walk for the whole week. I was like, let me leave this to the people who know.
Cycling would leave you a bit more in pain.
Yeah.
Well, look, like with anything, consistency is the currency that counts. So the more you're consistent, the easier it becomes and the more enjoyable it becomes. So the key is to, you know, start small.
Yeah.
And as you continue, you can start increasing your distances, and you will see it becomes more enjoyable the fitter you get. As long as you remain consistent at it, it becomes much more enjoyable and much easier.
Bungie, you've truly inspired me, especially, I mean, obviously you're a marathon runner, but the fact that you started something a year ago and you've already
doing so well.
You know, injected yourself in a competition where you're not doing like a 10K little tricycle race here. Hey? You literally went for the 947 ride and you did so well. Congratulations on your first attempt. You've honestly inspired me on this Tuesday to get doing what I want to do and complete it.
I was about to say before, just to interject, Bongi, can I please just challenge you? So early on the show, you know, I was just telling Tato, and she knows this, you know, so I'm like, I play netball, I swim, I did touch rugby, athletics. Then I'm like, why not? It's like, nix, nothing. So can you please teach Tato, I don't know whether it's cycling, running, something, please. In the next 6 months, can she just please participate in a sporting code?
All I'm going to say, Bongi and Dicky Lady, is that I need to be careful. Age is not on my side. Okay. I need to make sure I maintain the knees. They still need to take me a couple more 50 years. You know what I mean? So
even more reason to participate in cycling rather than running. But absolutely, anytime, you're more than welcome to join. You, I think you'll enjoy it. I don't know anybody that's ever taken up the sport and they don't enjoy it. You definitely do enjoy it. And thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, man,
talk about
it was lovely, man. When you, like I say, inspiring me to actually go and do what I wanted to start. And it actually should start with, because just a tidbit quickly before you leave. Other than cycling, I think it should be more golf. And Dikilabi actually has to get me the golf clubs for like my birthday before I can start. So that's my excuse and I'm sticking to it. Bongi, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your holidays. Keep on cycling
thank
and
you.
Hopefully the next time we chat to you doing another bigger competition. I think there's one in Cape Town.
Absolutely.
You
yes,
see? Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate it. I think it's a great honor to speak to you and on this platform. And hopefully we'll see you on the road soon.
Yeah, right.
Vision View Sports Radio unites all sport lovers from all around the world.